This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
It's time for the Bill O'Brien Rose Ceremony here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Which Texans will be accepting roses, and which Texans will have to say their final goodbyes as they leave paradise? Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop. A lot of tough decisions for B.O.B.
This music, Biggie.
The Bachelor. Let's go ahead and go live to the rose ceremony of Bill O'Brien and see who will and won't be getting roses.
We've got some mood lighting. We're in our suit and tie. They're dressed to the nines as well. We have the roses. Will you accept this rose for Joe Webb?
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
Sorry, Joe.
Man,
you gotta go. I know that Bill O'Brien says you're everything that a Texan should be. But Joe, there's only so many roses to go around. Say your goodbyes.
All right. Will you accept this rose, Aaron Colvin?
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
Sometimes when you make a bad investment, you just have to take it on the chin. Like, if you bought a car when you shouldn't have bought a car, you just have to bail on it and you have to take the loss.
Yeah.
Aaron Colvin,
man,
is a bad car that was purchased before the 2018 season.
That would be shocking. We talked about that last segment.
No rose for you, Aaron.
I need a more romantic voice. Would you accept this rose for Buddy Howell?
Will you accept this rose?
He's on the team.
He's
Buddy
on
Howell.
It.
He earned it. Not only did he earn it, he might actually be the third best running back on this team. I think he's going to have a chance to prove it. I think Buddy Howell gets the start in Dallas on Saturday.
Duke
can come in whenever and do other stuff. I think Buddy Howe gets a chance to run behind the first team offensive line against the first team Cowboys defense to see what he can do.
Will you accept this rose, Matt Khalil?
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
Khalil, we are doing the rose ceremony, the Bill O'Brien rose ceremony here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Matt Khalil not even getting on the plane. He's not even getting on the PJ.
This is getting
on Friday.
This guy's getting a lot of run.
Bill O'Brien's a heartbreaker.
He's a heartbreaker. That dimple in his chin, man.
Only so many roses.
That breaks some hearts.
Only so many roses.
Will you accept this rose, Albert Huggins?
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't.
I have to tell you goodbye.
It's a close one, though, with him, though.
Albert Huggins.
He's been getting a lot of run lately.
How many people are saying who?
He's been getting. He was on Sean Pendergast's 53 on the bubble on Sean Pendergast 53 this morning.
For who?
As a defensive end.
For who?
Yeah.
Who? For who?
He's been getting some run. Don't blame me. Will you accept this rose?
Now that's something nobody's talking about.
Sean's talking about it. Xavier Crawford.
Will you accept this rose?
Oh, Xavier gets it. Will you accept this rose, Brian Body Calhoun?
Will you accept this rose?
Oh, you got him. He's got some love from that heartbreaker, Bill O'Brien. Will you accept this rose, Johnson Batamosi?
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
The only reason I'm doing this is because Bill O'Brien is a loophole. He listens to the show. Mm-hmm. And John Lopez has tried to cut Johnson Batamosi 75 times the last 4 weeks. So Bill O'Brien as a loophole has no choice but to break the heart of Johnson Batamosi with the sand between his toes and the water going up on the coast or whatever you call it. So, yes, he's got to go home just because John Lopez said so.
No.
I did not say that.
Thank you, Figgy. Tywan Jones.
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
He's also been getting some run now.
No.
He's been getting some
run. No.
Will you accept this rose, Tyron Johnson?
Ooh. Will you accept this rose?
Yes, Tyron Johnson gets a rose.
Kiki's hurt, so I think they got to keep six. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to hang around, but I think with Kiki hurt, likely missing week one, your sixth receiver, I think Carter's in. I think that I think Carter's in, and I think Vincent Smith's in. So I think Tyron Johnson gets the rose.
Will you accept this rose, Martinez Rankin?
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
It's only appropriate with Martinez Rankin that I am the Native American at the station because I am basically the Native American of the Martinez Rankin cuts. And everybody else who has lurked here is the Christopher Columbus. I discovered the land of Martinez Rankin cuts before Christopher Columbus. Uh-huh. And all these other Jamokes around here are trying to take credit for it. We've been saying this for a long time, John Lopez.
Yeah, we have.
And I'm just getting my land stolen and I'm not even going to go on a rant about it. But that's just what it is.
Shout out to the Native Americans.
This is the final rose tonight. When you're ready.
Final rose tonight. Jarrell Adams.
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't. I have to tell you goodbye.
Cass, you didn't receive a rose. Could you please take the time now to say goodbye?
Rankin, go say your goodbyes. All you guys, go say your goodbyes. That is the Bill O'Brien roses.
By the way, that dude that you were playing the audio, that's the worst acting job in history. I can't tell you I love you. How can you tell anyone you love them on that show?
It happens a lot, John.
It's not. It's all acting. It's fake.
It happens a lot. Not Trish and Ryan lasted, the second bachelor or first bachelor. He played football at Colorado. And he was a fireman.
Disturbed by how much you know.
Trish and Ryan.
On
2002, I think. 2003?
Bachelor history.
You know?
It's like you're talking about, 2000s rap or something. You know so much about the Bachelor.
Talking about
in 2002. Longhorn football.
Yeah. I stopped watching for a while, but I did watch Trish and Ryan. I think they're still together. They might have gotten divorced. Trish and Ryan.
It'll never last.
It lasted for almost 17 years, John.
Nah.
It's a long time. What's considered a successful marriage these days, by the way? Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop.
That's a great question. I would say
it can't be like a
10-year marriage. 10 years and kids.
10 years and kids and good co-parenting, right?
Yeah. If it breaks up after 10 years and kids, I mean, you had a good run. You went your own way.
See, I disagree. I think a successful marriage, I can see what you're saying. I would say a successful marriage is a successful co-parenting relationship or a really short one that you got out of at the right time.
Because you look at each other and go, you know what? It ain't going to work.
Yes, because a lot of people just hang around and they rot away for like 10, 15 years or whatever in marriage. Mm-hmm. I think if you only last like a year or something and you punt and you're still good, I think that's more successful than 6 years. You hate each other. You have two kids.
It
and
is,
you hate each
but that's a successful failed marriage.
Okay.
You said a successful marriage. Okay. Like a successful failed marriage is like you're a year in, you're like, no, I hate you. Funny thing, I hate you too. Let's just go our own ways and be friends. Whereas a successful marriage that breaks up, I think it's 10 years in minimum in kids, right? Or really any amount of time and co-parenting that works, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. By the way, Duke Johnson might actually talk today, so we might actually hear from Duke.
Oh, good deal.
Duke's a pretty motivational guy. I like hearing from Duke Johnson. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. But that is the Texans Rose Ceremony, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, let's go to the racist redneck. Racist redneck, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, fellas? How we doing? How you doing?
Terrific, man.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick. Hey, is Matt Khalil the new Alfred Blue? You just can't give up on the dude, right? Is that what's going to happen here?
I mean, I wish I knew how to quit you.
What's going on here? Just fill me in. Let me know. Teach me something.
Yes, sir. I wish I could. I really, really wish I could. I think I've seen just about anything when it comes to how the, you know, what coaches say and what they really mean and interpreting what players sitting in for a couple of days means in this situation when he might be traded and what, you know, what an injury really is and the code that they talk in whenever someone is injured and they're trying to disguise it. And there's another, you know, somebody was tweeting earlier, couldn't it just be that they're just you know, they just don't want to, you know, show their hand that Roderick Johnson is actually going to be the starting left tackle. Yeah, that's a possibility too. But how does it linger for 6 days of not practicing and not participating in Texans, you know, with the Texans for six consecutive days? I'm telling you, Landry, this is a new one on me, man. This whole Matt Khalil thing is just a totally new.
That's
new
saying
one.
A lot.
Yeah,
that's saying a hell of a lot that this is new for you. Because if it's new for you, you know damn well it's new for me. And it's crazy. I don't know if it's going to be an Alfred Blue thing. I would have to see him make the roster in the regular season before I start going that far, because Alfred Blue was here for, what, 4 years? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen with Matt Khalil. But I will say this. I think Alfred Blue deserved his roster spot more than Matt Khalil would at this point, if we want to take it to that level. That's just my opinion,
though. Could be.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're going to potentially be joined by a Texan straight off the practice field. We'll likely hear from Duke Johnson. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien. But this is going to be an interesting edition of the hits coming up, because the Texans sign a cornerback and the Astros gain ground on the Yankees. But there's a lot of controversy going on around this station and around this building. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to do with the Texans. It doesn't have to do with the Rockets. It doesn't have to do with the Astros. It has to do with the chicken sandwich. It started out with John Lopez's take, and it bled into crosstalk with myself and Seth Payne. And I really want to try to get to the bottom of this, and we'll try to do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.